Let's get to the news from the FCC, which is considering changing the rules to allow passengers on airlines to make calls on their cell phones in flight. Reaction to the idea has been strong. Here are some passengers talking to ABC News at Washington's Reagan National Airport this morning.
If people are talking loud, I think that might be a little disruptive.
It's much like a crying baby on a flight.
Some things, they're just a little bit too personal and you don't really want to know.
Well, for more on this controversial idea, let's bring in Cecilia Kang, technology reporter for The Washington Post. Hi, Cecilia.
Hi, Jeremy.
So we just heard a taste of the kinds of reactions that are coming in. What are you seeing in your reporting?
Well, I'm hearing very similar response from travelers. The response really has been pretty negative. I think a lot of people feel like air travel is already difficult. And the idea of having to listen, I mean, imagine if you're in the middle seat of a row and having to listen for hours to phone conversation right beside you, right inches away, really has captured and evoked quite a strong negative response. And also the plane has sort of ironically, as much as it has become a difficult experience for many people, it's become sort of a refuge, one of the very few places in society where there is no cell phone chatter. And so the idea of this one place where that was sort of considered a cell phone free zone being open to more cell phone conversation has really kind of irked people thinking that their travel is just going to be a whole, that cell phone conversation will be part of every part of life, and that's maybe too much.
Well, and let's get the details out here, because this is not a done deal, and it wouldn't be gate-to-gate use of cell phones, right? Tell us about what this idea is.
It certainly would not. You're right. So the FCC, their proposal is to allow passengers to use their cell phones to place calls and to use the data functions on their cell phone once an airplane is 10,000 feet up in the air. So that means no cell phone use, no calling during takeoff and landing, no cell phone use, you know, in any place where it's restricted right now, except for 10,000 feet up in the air. So there are some limitations to this. And it's just the first step the FCC is considering in what could be a long process. I mean, clearly the response has been pretty strong. So it's clearly seen as a controversial proposal. So what the FCC will do in its meeting next month, December 12th, is to basically consider whether they really want to consider this going forward.
And then the FAA, you know, the Federal Aviation Administration, would also have to approve it too, right?
Yes. And the FAA doesn't have to come up with a new rule or a new statute. But what the FAA does have to do is they have to prove every single implementation of this technology onto the planes themselves. So the FAA has to clear the safety of technology on planes. And so they'd have to clear whether each carrier's airline carrier's plans comport with their own regulations on safety.
And talk about the technology, Cecilia. It's not as if you would just be using your phone, open up your phone and you'd connect to the ground, right? It would be the airplane would sort of turn into a flying cell tower.
Yeah, actually, that's a great way of describing it. What the carriers will do, and the European carriers do this right now, airlines do this right now, is they essentially put a base station on the plane. And what the base station does, and if you want to know the technical word, it's typically a picocell, P-I-C-O-C-E-L-L. Hmm. And that picocell will connect a call to a commercial satellite up in the sky. And that satellite will then beam the connection down to a terrestrial base station and back to the normal cellular network that your carrier might have on the ground. So say you're an AT&T carrier, you're an AT&T subscriber on the airplane, you will be able to, if AT&T agrees to this, connect to their network through the signal, the station on your plane that connects up to space and to satellite that connects back down to ground, and then carries your conversation as you would as if you're on the ground.
Is it just a coincidence that this is happening not long after electronic devices in general were allowed to be used on board gate to gate? I was just on a flight last week, and for the first time, I was able to leave my phone on, even if it's in airplane mode, all the way through the flight.
Right. It's not a coincidence at all. This is definitely the latest step in the federal government and with companies trying to make electronic use more ubiquitous on the air, in the air, as they do on the ground. There's been a lot of consumer demand to be able to access the internet, to be able to text, to be able to communicate in those few hours that you might be in the plane or longer. And it's become such an issue. And the safety issues are not as, the safety concerns are not as great as they used to be. So after a lot of study, the federal government, the FAA and the FCC have really relaxed their rules that were first put in place 2 decades ago that would ban really a lot of the use of technology. But the thing is that I think, you know, people want to connect to the internet, but the idea of listening to phone conversation on a flight is very different than sending an email. And I think that was the line that was crossed yesterday in the FCC's announcement that consumers are reacting to.
And you have to wonder if they'd have to get rid of what we call airplane mode now. That might be a thing of the past. Cecilia Kang, technology reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.